In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening. Happy Father's Day. And really, what better way to celebrate Father's Day than to read about a demon-possessed man in today's gospel lesson? It's kind of a strange and crazy story, isn't it? Jesus is crossing over the Sea of Galilee into the land of the Gerasenes, which means that he's not just crossing the sea, he's also crossing a cultural boundary, because the land of the Gerasenes is the land of the Gentiles, and no self-respecting Jew would be caught dead in a place like this. And once Jesus arrives, Luke tells us that he is immediately met on the shore by this crazy, demon-possessed man who doesn't live in town, but he spends his time wandering around the local cemetery. So not only is this man possessed by an unclean spirit, he's also ritually unclean. And here is Jesus and his disciples. Jesus is a Jewish itinerant rabbi ministering in an unclean land to a crazy man possessed by an unclean spirit living in an unclean place. This is the absolute last place Jesus should be. Which, when we stop and think about it, that's exactly where God shows up, isn't it? In our moments of uncertainty and doubt, in our times of hardship and difficulty, in our heartache and grief. And what's even more surprising is that God comes to those who least expect it, to those like the possessed man who doesn't have a relationship with God and really seems to have very little interest in having one. And yet God comes to him anyway. And what's interesting about today's gospel is what happens after Jesus heals this man. Notice he doesn't stick around and perform more miracles, or if he does, we don't hear about them. Instead, Jesus gets back into the boat with his disciples and he sails home, which might just mean that the whole point of his visit was to meet and heal this one crazy, unclean man possessed by an unclean spirit living in an unclean place. The great theologian St. Augustine once said, or he kind of wrapped it up by saying this, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. Now that's a crazy kind of love, isn't it? Today's gospel reminds us that there's no place God won't go to free and heal those who are hurting and those who are broken. There's no place on earth that is God-forsaken. And maybe even more importantly, there's no person that is God-forsaken. The unclean, the outcast, the imperfect, the unbeliever, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. And notice that there's no indication in today's text that the healed Gentile man goes on to become a devout Jew, nor does he become an upstanding citizen of his town. Instead, he desperately wants to follow Jesus. And what does Jesus say to this man? He says, "Go back home and tell what God has done for you." In other words, there's nothing to be done in order to receive God's love and God's grace. God doesn't wait for us to clean up our acts and get our lives together and become better people before he comes to us. God loves us just as we are right now. And Jesus continually crosses all kinds of borders and boundaries to be with us, to show us just how much we are loved. Jesus says to us over and over again that we are so much more than the sum total of our failures and disappointments. We are God's beloved children, forgiven of our sins, healed of our disappointments, and blessed with an open future. God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. Today, may we remember and embrace this crazy good news, and with God's grace, go into the world and tell others what God has done for us. Amen.